Right, Tony Lennox, you're here to promote Treasure Trails of Northumberland. Where do you operate?
I operate all of Northumberland and Tyne and Wear. And then it's I'm one of a network of Treasure Trails licensees, which go from Land's End all the way up to the Scottish Islands. Throughout the country, there's 770 Treasure Trails existing, and there's more on the way. In this area, I've produced 16 Treasure Trails for Northumberland.
So you go and do it yourself?
Yeah, I do the all the research work, do the legwork, find the clues, take photographs, etc. Do a bit of local history, and then put the write the actual trail itself.
So when you go, what does it involve?
When I do the research, try and find some interesting facts about the area, then I go around looking for things that might be on buildings, on signs, on memorials, etc. So that people will follow these and actually look at some of the things that they normally just walk straight past. And that's all tied up with some sort of mystery that they're having to solve as they walk around. So within the trail book, it's they've got information such as directions and clues. So all the information they need is within the booklets. They don't need a map. They don't have to be super clever. It's not like one of these orienteering exercises. There's not a race. They can do it on any day of the night. They can take the time. They can stop for as many cups of coffee on the way around.
It covers all ages, is that right?
Yes. It's people can take the children around in the pushchair. And an uncle of mine who's 93, he's done one of the trails. So it does work for all ages.
Covers all ages, which and it can be a family day out as well, can't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good as a family. What tends to happen is the children love the hide-and-seek part of hunting for things, whereas the older people, they're like just being the aesthetic enjoyment of just being out, being the children running around. It gets the children away from the computer. The children get conned into going for a walk and they don't realise it. And, you know, the parents are grateful for that. You know, and I've had some compliments from people where there's been three generations of a family go out together and they all enjoy it just as much as each other. And often it's solving the clues is like a starting point for a conversation.
Like you say, we're getting them out from the tellies and the Xboxes and the computers and getting out in the fresh air. You did mention that the way you plan it, you don't go into areas where you have to pay and you don't go into private areas.
Yeah, the idea is that you should be able to do it in the Treasure Trails every day of the year, and you don't pay any extra or you don't go to private land to do that. Having said that, there is an exception in Alnwick. Barter Books gave me permission to put two of the first clues for the one of the mysteries. There's two clues within Barter Books.
Right.
But the trouble is that people can't drag themselves out to buy the books once they're in there.
That wasn't really good planning there, was it? How much does it cost?
Right, the trails, the £5, and a group of people can share one of those.
Right.
And if somebody can...
So it's not £5 per person?
No.
£5 per trail?
Yeah. And if somebody can tell me a way of entertaining three or four children for an afternoon, you know, during the summer holidays,
right,
for less than £5, I'll be pleased to know that. Obviously, you can do lots of things. You can go swimming in the
sea. Yeah, but I mean, you can go for a family of five or six or whatever, and, you know, it's less than 50 pence a person.
Yes.
Like you said, £5 for to do the trails, it keeps them busy. How long would it normally take you to do it?
Right, they end up being about a couple of hours. The shortest trail I've done is 1 mile. The longest one is 3 miles. What we find is that after 3 miles, for the majority of people, that's enough.
Yeah, I suppose if you get involved, if you want to do it, then obviously you're going to say, right, I'm not putting it on my legs. Can I have a short one so you can actually sort that out for someone?
Oh, definitely. I've done some specialist, some personalised trails for groups. 2 weeks ago, a family went on a family celebration for somebody's birthday. I wrote a trail just for them. And it was in the style of a murder mystery, and I managed to get the names of the suspects in the murder mystery, which the family members, and then we put some of the photographs of the family members on the suspects list.
It's so fun.
Absolutely loved it. Also, I've done in Newcastle. I did the same with a hen party. All the hens came from Leeds up to Newcastle, and I adapted the topic of the trail, so they were hunting for a missing ring, and of course the groom being useless as they are, he'd been the plot was that he'd been drinking in Newcastle and gave the ring to somebody for safekeeping. So all the clues related to names of people who could have possibly had the ring.
So you've actually, you do go into depth, and I suppose that is, you've just said you can adapt certain scenarios to cater for people's needs. You said you'd done it one for the family with a Cluedo style, and then obviously you had the hen party or the stag party that came up, and you've adapted for that. When you take up one of your trails, what do you actually get?
When the people do the trail, they get an A5 booklet, and that's all they need. Inside the booklet, there's a little story to get them started. The idea is it's a humorous story, and they're given the starting points. So, for example, in Anik, one of the starting points is outside of the tourist information, and the other starting point for the other trail is inside of Barter Books.
Yeah.
And you work your way around the route. Now, at the very end, you can enter your answer on our website. If it's correct, it goes into a prize draw for £1,000. Now, that's a national draw at the end of the year. But the main thing is that people have the enjoyment of getting out. The idea is these trails are fun, they're healthy, and they're educational. And so far we've found this, you know, they suit all ages.
And they're quite inexpensive.
The one that you've got there is in the form of a treasure hunt, but there's other trails which may be in the form of a murder mystery. And then there's a third version, which puts people in a situation where they are a spy and they have to solve some sort of situation where there's a dastardly crime going to happen, and they've got to find all the information to stop this event happening, and then they crack a code at the end of it. So, now if people get stuck as they do the route, it can't happen because there's been a case.
People that can't see what's in front of them.
Well, yeah, that does happen, yeah. There may be some scaffolding might go up in front of a building. There may be a clue. Like, for instance, at the moment in Newcastle, the Theatre Royal has been renovated, and one of my clues is obliterated. So what people can do then, they can look inside the trail, there's a text helpline. They can send a text in, and the answer comes back to them as a text. So it's a bit like phone a friend. And then
people may cheat, though.
Well, they're allowed to do that three times.
Ah, I've got you.
It tends to be about 20 to 23 questions on the
list. Right.
So, yeah, people might cheat.
Cheats never prosper.
They've still got to solve the other.
You've still got to solve the other clues.
And it's, you know, and if they cheat, it's on their conscience, and they won't enjoy it as much, will they?
Well, that's right, yeah. That's right. You run this all year round, is that right?
Yeah, I've just started doing this full-time this year. Prior to that, I was a teacher for 27 years, which is quite a different...
It's a bit of a diverse career change, isn't it? What you've been talking about here today, Tony, is it's a lot of fun for families. It's inexpensive. People of all ages can, you know, they can take part. You can adapt your different trails to suit people's needs. Obviously, you take into consideration people's health. So if you can do a shortened version of it. If people get stuck, there is a text helpline which allowed three texts. And it's good fun for everybody. It's inexpensive. It's very well put out. It's dead easy to follow. You've got that, the treasure map. You've got the murder mystery. Again, it depends on what you fancy. You might think, oh, well, actually, I'd rather go for the murder mystery. If it's something that is going to be enjoyable for the family. It gets people out the house.
Well, with the summer holidays coming along shortly, you know, parents are going to be...
pulling the hair out.
What can we do with the kids? How are we going to get these kids away from the computer, away from the TV?
Do you have a contact number?
Yep, we've got a website.
Right.
And the website is treasuretrails.co.uk.
Right, that's www.
Yeah, the number for myself is 07-401-895-109.
Right, do you want to give the number out again?
Yep, 07-401-895-109.
Brilliant.
Now, the treasure trails can be bought in Anik Tourist Information. There's the two Anik trails are there. But also, they're stock the Sea Houses Trail and the...
Where's that one at? Is it the Tourist Information?
Yeah, that's the Sea Houses Trail starts right next to the Tourist Information.
Right.
And there's the Lindisfarne Trail. But you can buy them here. You can go and do them.
Right, so you can buy all your stuff in Anik if you want. Is there a place in Sea Houses you can buy them?
Yes, you can buy them at You can buy them at the Lindisfarne Visitors Centre.
Right.
Of Treasure Trails also. You can go on the website, you can order them online, you can have a printed version posted to your house, or you can actually download one yourself and print it off yourself. However, you've then got the issue of your quality of your own printer.
Right.
And some of the questions are based on photographs.
Right.
So, you know, if you're...
You'd be better off if you actually get the brochure yourself.
Yeah, the printed version is you know, the photographs come out much sharper.
Right.
So it's a better quality.
So that's if you're interested, there is the website, which is www.treasuretrails.co.uk, and that'll give you all the information there. And the phone number again, Tony?
It's 07-401-895-109.
Don't forget, the kids' holidays are fast coming up, and it just gives you something to do with the kids. And you can do it as a family, not just you and the kids, but as a whole family. Very inexpensive, a fiver, as Tony said, and it's something to keep them occupied. And it doesn't just have to be for the summer holidays, you can do it weekends as well. It's all year round, and Tony, it is adapted for people of obviously how far you want to walk, whether you want to just do the treasure trails or whether you want to do murder mystery, it's there for you. The website is www.treasuretrails.co.uk there, and it's something to suit everybody's, not just the price, but the enjoyment. It can be done by all the family, and don't forget the summer holidays is coming up. Do it in and around Alnwick, up at Sea Houses, and also there's a Lindisfarne, and you can get the information from the website, or if you want to go to the tourist information here in Alnwick or even Sea Houses, you can get something from there. And it sounds pretty good fun. It gets you out of the house, away from the computer, away from the laptop, the Xboxes, and it saves the kids getting bored. And you can take as long as you want. There's no sort of set time, so get yourself along.